So just a short intro, a few minutes. Actually, they didn't give me a time frame here.
Two.
2 minutes. Maximum 2 minutes. To bring another perspective into the discussions that we have. And this is tent making. And we define tent making as bringing workplace evangelism to other cultures. So you bring your job with you, you bring your profession with you, you go to another culture and you settle there. And why is that important? It's important because in North America, for instance, you have Christians in so many workplaces. In a lot of places in the world and huge areas, you don't have anyone. So there is no way that that workplace can be reached with the gospel. So one of the great visions we have in tent that I work for is that we want to reach all workplaces with the gospel, all workplaces. And then you also reach all nations and all people groups. So we'll show this before. Tent making, of course, comes from the Apostle Paul. We see tent making as job takers, and then job makers, and then what has brought discredit to this way of working is what is called job faking. And I just want to warn you about that here. Do never promote that, and never promote subsidized businesses where you run a business and you need subsidized from home to run that business, because you compete in a local market. And you compete with people who do not have that advantage of bringing money from abroad. And it's unfair competition. So never do that. And job faking, it brings discredit to the name of Jesus. So as Willa showed you, the Bible says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. And this was written to slaves. It was written to slaves. So work at it with all your heart. Why is tent making and this perspective important? We've seen this... a great commission in Acts 1:8. We know the end result of what we're doing. It is that the gospel will be known in all among all people groups. Here it says, every tribe, every nation, every language, they will be in front of God's throne. And some people need to go there. And where are we in this picture? We are in between the vision that was given, the calling that was given, and the end result. So we are here. And this is our task. And our privilege to bring the gospel to all people groups and all workplaces and to fulfill that great commission. You know, here is the progress of the gospel by people group. And we don't speak that much about the 1040 window anymore, but it's still there. And we can define things and define extra windows as we want. But if you look at the red areas here, these are areas where traditional missions have no access. The good news is that tent makers can go to all these nations. And even more, there is a desire to recruit Christian professionals. Business owners have this desire. Authorities have this desire. So we tell our people that never go in through the back door in these nations. Always include information. As you apply for a job, include information that you have a Christian faith. And usually that's a plus. Even if you apply for a job in Saudi Arabia, do that. And it opens doors for you. And you can also say later on, I raised the flag. You know, you knew already I'm a Christian. It was there in the application. And here is the ratio then of missionaries to native population. And again, you can look at the 1040 window. And these statistics are 5 years, 6, 7 years old, but the picture is very much the same today. So this is a target area that we have to move into in order to reach that area with the gospel. So we call tent making the ministry of the open doors, because we have already talked about this part. We work together with people, and because they see the fruit of our faith in the daily life, the doors are opened and we can share about our faith. We have a relationship, we have a friendship, so that is important. The other way it's the ministry of the open doors is that all nations are actually open to Christian professionals and Christian business people. All nations, including North Korea, including Turkmenistan, including Saudi Arabia, including the whole of North Africa. They are open and they have a desire to recruit Christian people, because Christian people have got a good reputation. They stay long term, they respect the local culture, they are... above all, good workers. And if you're an employer, you know that what you really want to hire is good workers. So let's use this opportunity and make that message known in our networks and in our churches and everywhere where we move. So if you want to say what we do in one sentence, it's business people, professionals and students bringing, and this is linked to Lausanne, as you can see, the whole gospel to the whole world. So let's have this perspective also as we discuss in the groups how we can do workplace evangelism in other cultures, how we, because this is a responsibility, it is a responsibility for every Christian to fulfill that great commission. Wherever you find it in the Bible, I mean in Matthew, in Acts, wherever, but to fulfill and bring the gospel to all nations and to all languages and to all people groups. So let's be faithful in that also through our workplaces. Thank you.